this, and it means in a figurative sense, this sort of endowment, a divine gift from the Holy One, and know all things. Because in what is it by? It means the Spirit of God. That is whereby we are anointed. That's chrisma. From where we get charisma and all that. It means a gift, a smearing. It's akin to the word Christ, Christos, which is the anointed one. And you know all things. You know everything, including nuclear science, including mathematics, including the future history of the world, including... I've said this to people, and people always get... They don't believe me. When it says all, it is sometimes a figure of speech. Who will have all men to be saved... You know, again, like in Timothy, or who will have all this or all that, or the whole world. You know, obviously we know all things. No, it's all things within the context of what is important for your salvation, of what is important for the faith, as what is important is concerning the commandments of God. You know all things. All, you know all things necessary for your salvation. That's what he's saying. And why would he say that? Can I say that to you who are listening? No, I don't know who you are, half of you. Actually, I probably know all of you. I'm just laughing because I'm thinking of how few people probably listen to this. But then there's probably people out there who might not listen to it. But I don't necessarily know everyone who's listening. Can I say that they have an unction? You know, they had an unction, and they also had this sort of ministry unto them. They had a certain gift of being in the same generation that the apostles lived, and that they were taught directly by the men who wrote the Bible and directly by the men who knew Jesus. Now that's something. What do I have? I have a certain... I was raised in the faith, but in a general way. I don't have a ton of traditions because, you know, it was funny because we went to Catholic church, but my dad was very anti-Catholic at the same time, which is sort of, you know... led me to be sort of like a very questioning kind of guy, you know. I mean, because to be sitting in a church and where they call everyone father and your dad saying, you shouldn't call any man father, it's kind of subversive, you know. And I'm thankful for that because it kind of made me a little subversive when it comes to this. You know, there's times when, yeah, you know, you don't want to subvert the house of God. But there's other times when it's like, certain thoughts, which seem to be subversive. It's like you're just subverting subversion. When a negative comes against a negative, that's a positive. You know? Everyone knows. Minus, you know, if you take two negatives, it equals a positive. What's negative 3 minus negative 5? I believe that's 2, according to math. Anyways, but you know, yeah, I believe that's, yeah. Whatever, it's not, in math doesn't prove it. It's when you have a false teacher and you come against that. That's positive, that's a good thing in God. When you're having subversive thoughts against things that are subversive against God, you're moving towards God. I think I only brought up the math thing because someone once said, you have the negative trying to appear to be a positive, and that's impossible. And I was like, well, if I criticize someone who's false, that's positive. That's a good thing. You know, it's pointing out the wrong of someone. There's no good in holding her silence at false teaching. Now, I have not written unto you because you don't know the truth. It's because you do know the truth. And there are no lies of the truth. The people he was writing to, he had this not thing that they knew the truth. Now, what about people who don't have the truth? When they read this, they're going to totally misunderstand. That's why I say, it's like there's some things that if you don't understand the things of God, from the whole counsel of God that we have written, at least. You know, because the apostles, the letters they wrote, sometimes assumed things that were understood by people in their times. And certain truths almost get hidden because they're in a subtext. There's an assumption there. A lot of the righteousness is lost because people don't read it with the mind that they had. By that, you need the Spirit. Or a gift of God that He would open your eyes, that you could see it without the Spirit. And that happened. That's how you hear the gospel. You don't have the Spirit, and they preach, and you believe. You know, like I start preaching to someone, they don't have the Spirit, but God quickens their understanding, and they believe me. That Spirit of God is already working on them, though they have not the baptism of the Holy Ghost. So who is a liar but he that denieth that Jesus is the Christ? He is Antichrist that denieth the Father and the Son. Now, again, this is not an absolute, like, the only way to tell an Antichrist is though that he that denies the Father and the Son. I mean, but what he's saying is, that's Antichrist for sure. Denying the Father and the Son, denying that Jesus is the Christ. Who's Antichrist? It's like saying, now who's a sinner but a murderer? That doesn't mean the murderer is the only sinner. Right? What it's saying is, this is a big lie. Okay. I usually would not go to the church fathers, okay? But John had a disciple, and this is kind of odd for me because I didn't intend to do this, but I have it on my computer. I'm going to kind of try to bring it up here while I'm talking to you. But he had a disciple, and there's only one writing of his disciple that remains, and it's Polycarp. He only had one written thing he wrote that was preserved. And I read it, and I agree with it also. I count him a brother, at least the writings that I have kinship with, because they're true. But if it makes a difference, I like what he said in Polycarp 7:1, okay. This isn't the Bible, but this is what a brother has said who knew John. Though, like I said, some of the men John knew betrayed them, so take it as you will, but I like this. Everyone who shall not confess that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is Antichrist. Right? John says that too. That's right from the book of John. And he says, and whosoever shall not confess the testimony of the cross is of the devil. And whosoever shall pervert the oracles of the Lord to his own loss.